Good morning, Jason.
Hey, Kurt. How's it going?
Not too bad. I'm gonna have to run out at 9:30 because my wife locked her keys in the car and I gotta go run her the other pair.
That sounds urgent. You're
I,
trapped. You're trapped wherever you are, and unless you want to ditch your car there, I guess.
yeah, I mean, she's well, she's at she's with Joshua at his music lessons, and she won't need me to get him until like 10. I need to be there at 10, but still, it's inconvenient.
Good to have a backup.
Yeah, my daughter learned that the hard way once when she bought a used car, and the car only came with one set of keys, and she put off making getting another set made for a long time, and then she ended up getting the
At
car
the side of
keyed.
the road waiting for a locksmith.
Yeah, someone unfortunately had AAA, and they were able to use that to get a locksmith to come and get her keys out. But, and of course, once they do show up, they make it look so easy, just like slide the thing down your window and pop, whatever. But still, it's like.
I mean, that's got to be on purpose at some point.
Yeah.
But it's that easy.
That's how
Like
you
a
have
system
to.
with an intentional backdoor.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Well, maybe, I don't
I
know.
mean, it kind of sounds like it is, right?
Well, and, I guess I don't know. It's like the t they make like specially designed tools that are designed to slip through the window to whatever, and people who know how to use them can use them really effectively, and it makes you just like wonder like, what's the point of locking your car at all? But it's like, I imagine it takes a little
Well,
bit of doing to actually get used to them.
yeah, but it's like they don't have all the kind of keyless cryptography based ones, but I'm
Oh,
sure
that. Oh, yeah.
the same thing probably still works.
Well, they had that whole incident with the Hyundais and the Kias, where someone, I guess, had cracked the crypto to whatever protected them for their remote unlocking and start. So the hack for how to
Oh my.
do it like got
They
loose
just
in the
walk up with their
wild. So
phone.
they're yeah. So they're no. I don't know exactly what it was involved, but they were just like this huge rash of like Hyundais and Kias being stolen by like the equivalent of like script kiddies. Running whatever code they downloaded to bypass the security on the cars.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey, Jakob. I was just telling Jason I gotta leave at 9:30 to go help my wife who locked her keys in the car. But otherwise.
Yeah, I wanted to wrap this up quickly because Ian and I are looking at the reservoir issue and we kind of in the middle of this. So, guys, I think let's try to do this a quick check. I don't know, was Tara supposed to join us today? Do you know?
Typically, she joins on Thursdays, but is she still traveling, or I don't know what her situation is, or maybe she.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe let's not ask because I don't have the time anyway. Okay, let's just do very quickly. So, boom, 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 boom. Kurt, starting with you, did you get the ticket created for the authentication, or did
You
I?
created the ticket and then I linked the doc onto it for what I had
Oh,
written down so far. Yeah, but that's what I've been
perfect.
working on is getting that off stuff. So I'm hoping to get today at least just like a proof of concept in the integration test, where where it's populating the roles based on the OCaPI token stuff. So.
Okay, and just keep in mind to review those tickets with those exceptions, right?
Yeah, I will. Yep.
Yeah. Jason, was there anything? Did you create your tickets? Yes, I see pagination. What is this? Your entries list. That's the new one. That is a new one, yeah.
but I'm mostly just trying to set up a new UI. It's just one of the things I realized in the process of that is that we didn't do that. I don't know, was it called result info or whatever? I'm just following the schema in CrossLink or the spec.
I see. I see. Yeah, we might. I think we deviated. I think maybe from the folio tradition.
Well, you went with items instead of having the same thing, like a different name for every fucking endpoint. So I think that's actually better.
Okay. And
I don't know.
is that configurable in the in dot entries list? Like, can we change? Does it hard codes this name, or can we control it?
Which name?
Well, you know, this result then for whatever it's called, is that something that we can control, or is, you know, part of it?
I mean, I hard code it though. It's hard coded in this repo.
Oh, okay, that's fine. But what I mean, like in stripes and stuff, is there anything that will come in?
No.
Okay, good, good.
I personally would have. I would have done it with headers. I would have just had an array of entries returned, and I would have put the pagination stuff in headers. So I don't like having to always. I always have to take this apart every time I consume it. Hassles, and I often don't need the total. Anyways, it's fine.
Okay, good. You know what we do also in this broker, right? I mean, you know that we use this this hyperlink thing. I don't know if that's nice for your UI. It's nice when you do it like this, you do
Oh,
this
that's like
with.
the cursor pagination thing where it's like the next and previous are just links in the headers.
Well, not in the headers because then you wouldn't be able to use them. But if you have them in the body, then you can use them like here, right? You can
Yeah, I
actually
gotta move
go
my
to.
phone.
It's extremely convenient if you're just viewing the API in the browser. But that's what we do, right? Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no,
Take a look.
I was looking at the one in ILL mock, but I should look at the one in the broker. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But
Take a look at
anyways, that
that. And
was.
yeah, because that's very convenient. You know, like if you don't have the UI, especially, you can just. I mean, it just pisses me
Yeah.
off always having to edit this address, especially the. Yeah, whatever, doesn't matter. But yeah, I mean, it's so I find it's convenient, and we do this all over the place, right? I mean, we also hyperlink the different resources, right? So like you can get from here to the items link for this given request, and from here you can get to the
Nice.
suppliers link. Well, not from here, but from here you can get like to the. Yeah, so let's take a transaction. Then you get that events link for that transaction. You have also the located suppliers link of suppliers, stuff like that. And you can go to
The
the
supplier here
peers.
link, it's just all the way down. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can actually just navigate the whole thing with the API responses. That's cool.
Yeah. It was primarily because we didn't even have the UI, right? And then Kurt put this link to this. So just wanted to make it easy for people to use. But it's nice. I mean, also for developers, I think it's very nice. Like you don't have to play with this address bar. Guys, okay. But it's good tickets. Thanks for creating them, Jason. I mean, they're pretty slim, but at least they capture stuff for now. Yeah, and we need to get a bit more time to chat more about this a little bit. But you're busy for now, right? You have enough to get started with that UI rewrite?
Sorry, you just cut out for a bit there, or I did, or something.
I'm just wanted to make sure that you have enough for now to work on, so
Yeah,
you're not
totally.
like.
I just started working on a UI, so like that was Tuesday. So I don't work Wednesday. So that's yeah, I've got plenty.
Okay, that's great because I mean, depending how this is gonna turn out, right? I mean, we may also jump between this project and then the ILL apps. So let's see what this informs. So I think that's good. Okay. And Kurt, I was just curious, are you able to do the UI work? I would really love if Jason got some second pair of eyes, like so we don't get.
Yeah, I mean, I've done some UI work. I've never done like UI from scratch, for like a new UI, but I've done modification of existing UI stuff.
Okay, because maybe just take a look at what Jason is doing, just so you know the codes.
Yeah, do you want to just like schedule like a code review sometime, Jason, and you got something like worth looking at to just like get me on the same page with you?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, yeah.
So like I don't know, Jason, because I know initially there's a lot of like moving parts and maybe doesn't make sense, but when you get to the point, or maybe it actually doesn't make sense, I don't know, it's up to you, but when you get to the point where you can actually create some pull requests, then it would be nice if you added Kurt and also maybe me and Adam, just so the guys can, some of them will
Oh, of
not.
course. So it's gonna start out being a really simple thing, just to show like the list of it, and to be able to have this like the trivial form to create a new entry. There won't be much to it, so I'll get that kind of scaffolding all together, and then we can start from there, and then we can add functionality as we go and have reviews with that.
And Adam's actually been doing a little bit of React stuff, so I'm hoping that maybe we can also get him to the UI stuff, at least some of them, maybe. Or
Nice.
So, like in the long term, guys, so that nobody gets stuck with just the UI work or just the backend work or just this particular, right? So we can all kind of work in all or most elements of the system, and it doesn't get boring. Okay, cool. All right. So just keep this in mind, and that's good. Any guys, I really want to get on with Ian. So, like, is there anything for us to discuss? Anything pressing? Are we good for now?
I think we both got our stuff, if I'm
Yeah, we got
mistaken.
plenty to do, so it's all good.
Okay. And we are almost 15 minutes in, and Tara didn't join, so I think it's safe to say that she probably will not. Okay. Thank you, guys. Talk to you Tuesday. Do drop any questions or any updates you have to the channel. And once you have that document, Kurt, please share it, okay? So Jason and I and others can start putting some comments on it.
Oh, isn't it already on? Well, I put it in the I put in the comments of the
On the
auth
ticket,
ticket. Yeah. But yeah,
see,
I could
like
post I'll post it in
this.
Slack.
No, it's fine. If you put it in here, okay, I see. Okay, let's just move this to the. Just move it to the description, because it's gonna get buried with a bunch of comments soon. Okay, but good. Thank you. All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, everyone.
See you.